Good afternoon. Strong sun the first half of the day has allowed temperatures to climb quickly through the middle and into the upper 80s in many locations, with some spots even topping out in the lower 90s. Humidity levels are quite high ahead of an approaching cold front. This front will touch off scattered showers and thunderstorms through the afternoon, originating across the Champlain Valley and southern Adirondacks and extending into the southern tier of New York, and the storms will head into interior New York and New England during the second half of the day. Some of the storms could be on the strong side, perhaps even severe, with gusty winds, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. Scattered showers and storms will persist into the evening hours as the front continues to make progress through the region and eventually off the eastern seaboard tonight. We'll have a gradual drying trend behind the front from northwest to southeast. It will also start to cool off with overnight lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. The dew point and relative humidity will drop after the front passes by, and we'll feel a big change come Friday morning. With a mix of sun and clouds Friday afternoon, it'll be cooler with much lower humidity, and highs will stay in the 70s. In fact, even cooler air will move in for the weekend, with plenty of sunshine on Saturday, lower 70s, and even staying in the 60s despite mostly sunny skies on Sunday. By the early part of next week, a system, which was formerly Gordon, will push moisture our way, and it looks like a good chance of showers and perhaps some thunderstorms, with highs in the 60s on Monday, and showers and thunderstorms also possible on Tuesday as highs reach up toward the 80-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, what's left of Gordon continues to spin across the lower Mississippi Valley. The forecast has this tropical depression hooking north-northeast through Arkansas and across Missouri and Illinois by the end of the weekend. A swath of 2 to 5 inches of rain with localized higher amounts is forecast from Mississippi to Illinois in a boomerang pattern. This will create a vast area of elevated flooding concerns over the next few days. The Weather Prediction Center has portions of the lower Mississippi Valley and Midwest in a moderate risk for excessive rainfall. And Hurricane Florence continues to weaken but remains a hurricane as it moves across the central Atlantic Ocean, far from land, about 1,115 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and 1,030 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. Florence is moving toward the northwest near 10 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest and west with a decrease in forward speed is expected through Saturday. Florence may begin to move faster toward the west-northwest over the western Atlantic early next week. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 105 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is forecast during the next day or two. However, Florence is expected to remain a hurricane and likely re-intensify over the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Boston mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-90s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees. The average low, 55. The record high, 91, set in 1983. And the record low, 38, in 1938. Sunrise this morning was at 6:25 a.m., sunset this evening 7:21 p.m., 12 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs ranging from the mid-70s to the north to the mid-80s to the Glens Falls area. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, hazy, hot, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy sun, hot, humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, much lower humidity, cooler in the 70s. Mostly sunny, low humidity Saturday, lower 70s. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday and Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Staying in the 60s Monday, but up toward 80 on Tuesday. And a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.